It's the Weekender on 1494 2AY. You're with Kev Poulton, and each month we check in with Business Wodonga, and there's probably been no more of an important time to get an update from the CEO, Neil Aird, than today. How are you this morning, Neil?
I'm very good, thanks, Kev. Yourself?
Yeah, good. Now, no doubt you're getting contact from all your members, and they'd all be different stories, wouldn't they?
Yes, I'm getting contact from many of the members, and I'm contacting others that I haven't heard from. It takes a fair bit of time, but what we're finding is there's a whole spectrum of issues out there, and some businesses find the current situation, you know, little more than a nuisance, and they're pretty positive about the future, right through to, you know, businesses that are really struggling, having to put staff off, not sure where their next dollar will come from. What really jumps out at me, though, and I've reflected on this a fair bit, is we're a resilient community, and we've got through lots of disasters before, and I've got no doubt that we'll get through this one, but this one's the most severest disaster that I've come across, and of the largest scale. So, you know, I've been involved in floods and cyclones and that drought in early 2000s. So, you know, I was working in the agriculture industry then, and it was pretty severe. Really dwarfs it, doesn't it?
It sure does. Now, what sort of advice would you have, I guess, for business holders, I guess, to support each other, but also for everybody listening at home around supporting our local business and economy?
Yeah, and that's a good point, because I mentioned community before. As a community, we've got through this. So we just need to pitch in and support each other. Those who are less affected can help those who are more affected. And it's so important that we just check in on people that we know. And for those people, if you are struggling, to contact the appropriate you know, support services, and Business Wodonga is one of those. But just check in on people and check that they're going well. You know, when there's a crisis like this, we do find that a lot of issues arise, that if someone's looking out for others, it can be alleviated. But because we're pretty much shut down, it doesn't mean that we don't stop supporting our businesses and spending locally where we can. Some businesses have really struggled, pushed on and stayed open, and full credit to them. Let's support them as best we can. Some of them have online facilities, some we can contact by phone. So organise to have gift vouchers purchased through them for birthday gifts throughout the year. Spend that money now. If we've got the means, why not do that home improvement that we've talked about? Because the builders still can come into the homes and build if we follow correct procedures. Or go and buy that major purchase that you've put money aside for. Do it now, because we want to see that cash through the community. There's quite a few other things we can do. We can leave great reviews, send us information about businesses and what they're doing, and we're happy to share all the good news, because that's what we want to see, isn't it?
And that's exactly right, Neil. We're speaking with Neil Aird from Business Wodonga, and it's just such a mixed response, as we've sort of been discussing, and those that have pushed on. You're sort of seeing social media more than ever actually being a useful tool at the moment for people to spread the word that they're still serving a coffee, or that they've started deliveries perhaps, and things like that. So there is some great promise there. And as always, Neil, we probably should mention you and the team are there at Business Wodonga to help anybody that needs the assistance in the community.
Yeah, we'll provide the best help that we're capable of doing, but more significantly, we'll make sure that you get in touch with the right channels to get the support that you need. We're constantly updating our website, and that's one of the best, because my team have done it, I'm really proud of them, one of the best sites you can go to get a summary of all the different benefits and support available to you, from debt relief through to mental health support, through to the government's Victorian and Australian government's packages they have for people, and We're also contacting all the members as best we can too by email or phone and talking to them. But if we haven't contacted you yet, feel free to contact us. And if you're not a member, we still will try to support you if we can, because as I said earlier, we're a community.
That's exactly right. businesswodonga.com.au, the correct website to jump onto to get all the links. I've actually just logged on there now, Neil, and straight away, support for local business during COVID-19 is one of the first things you see, other than those picturesque images of our region. So thanks so much, as always, for your time this morning, and let's hope that we continue positive conversations when we catch up next month.
Yes, I really hope so. I hope we're seeing the other side.